We welcome in City Councilman Ty Lucas. Councilman Lucas joining us for our monthly chat previewing our City Council meeting. Thanks for taking some time for us as always, Ty.
Well, good morning to you guys. I'm just in a good mood this morning because my 16-year-old son was getting ready for school while we were all up and at him this morning, and I'm just in such a good mood to see him going and going to school today. So life is good.
Absolutely.
A little bit of normalcy again.
I hope so. I just hope it lasts.
Yeah. And then you have a college son too now, a boy that's college bound, right?
Yeah, I got to go through the first experience of moving a kid to college the end of last week. And so, you know, in the COVID world, that was an interesting experience to say the least. And it was a little crazy to be in Lincoln and see how shut down everything is, but we got him moved and he's there and he's off to a happy start. So
awesome.
So yeah, we can get back, find a little normal at the Lucas household.
Yeah. Well, no normal though with one off to college. My goodness, as if things weren't abnormal enough for you guys. It's going to be an adjustment with one off at college, but exciting things too. So
yep, it's like, you know, those seniors, and a lot of them, you know, that losing the high school season of sports in the spring and then graduation being so delayed and all that. But I'll tell you, the most painful thing for me is to see them take that first step away from home into a world that's just so much different. But, you know, to those kids' credit, they all have a great attitude and they're just excited to take the next step, and they don't know what the next month or two will bring for them. But I think they're just grateful to get to take that step.
Now, Councilman Lucas, you brought a binder with you in the studio this morning. It looks like you have the agenda for tonight in that big old binder, because we have a thick agenda tonight.
Yeah, pretty thick binder. I was going to say that, too.
Oh, boy. You know, someday I'm going to grow up a little bit and get into this iPad world. I have an iPad, but I like to write on things. I like to touch
paper.
I'm the
same way.
I still read the physical newspaper. I still like the physical bulletin, even though I look at it online sometimes. And so So I've got a lot of print here, but we've got a lot to talk about tonight. I mean, we have 20-some items on the agenda, a lot of important items, and one thing I was excited to see, if you just step back and look at the agenda, we have a lot of good development going on in North Platte. There's a number of things tonight that tie into some type of development project or expansion of the city, so it's exciting. North Platte continues to prove to me that we are resilient in the pandemic world, and I'm proud to be in North Platte because of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of projects, huh, coming up or being touched on anyway tonight. You want to talk about a couple of them?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the big item I think that's still sticking out at me, and maybe that's just because I'm still kind of undecided on it, is the whole property maintenance code revision. I know the Telegraph had a nice overview of it in this morning's paper, which I think would give the public a nice step. I know, George, you guys have covered this issue too.
Sure.
Extensively. And it's a big issue that I just want the public to be paying attention of. It's going to go through multiple readings starting tonight. And again, I ask for public input on this. You know, it's a major overhaul of our property maintenance code. And here, the way I see it is that we've used the IBC code standards for new construction, and I feel comfortable with that because when you're doing a new construction project, you know you're going to have to go in and comply to city code and that. But on property maintenance, you already have the property. And so what I worry about with adopting an international standard is that if we continue to update that every couple years to stay level with that standard, we're going to create a situation where we have a moving target for people that have existing properties, and that could cause issues. I'm also worried about our staff's ability to properly enforce the amount of code that we would have. But at the same time, I think our current code needs tweaked to make it more enforceable and more clear, and I think the committee has worked hard to scrub the IBC code to get it to a palatable state for North Platte. So frankly, I'm torn on this issue, and I'm going to be an extra good listener on this issue as we take public input, because I just am really unsure on how I feel about it, and I'm anxious to hear what the rest of the council thinks about it too.
So the council's already considered this a little bit anyway, but I think you said it's going back to first reading again because of so many changes that have been made. Is that right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I think the staff, the committee that was assigned to work on this, and then the Planning Commission have all, from different angles, put different levels of input on this and tried to get to a package that everybody would feel comfortable with. And so, yes, my understanding is we're going to start the process over tonight with three readings. At least that's my understanding. I hope I'm not mistaken
and just,
on that.
Just to clarify, this is more commonly known as the housing code or the housing enforcement codes for safety, try to put a little more, polish on some of the dilapidated structures in town, and that's kind of the effort that it comes out of. Is that right?
Yes, I think the focus of the group is that we want to have safe housing for people in North Platte. So I don't want people to imagine that this is about every place has to look brand new or be perfect, because there's going to be different rent levels, different ages of property.
Sure.
They're going to have different attributes to it. This is really about making sure that the properties in North Platte are generally safe and giving the city more clarity to the code on how to enforce it. When our last housing study was done and they concluded how short of housing North Platte was, they came in to us and they recommended that we focus on this issue, because they said that's low-hanging fruit. If you can get the properties that have unsafe aspects to them to be safe in the community, that gives you more housing and more quality housing. The other problem we've had in North Platte is, because we've had a shortage of housing, people can get cornered into an unsafe house and really not have a way to get out of it because they don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
And that's been a problem in North Platte that I recognize. And so, I don't know, I'd like to see us get this improved. I'm just a little concerned about taking the big step with the adoption of the IBC. I tend to generally be a less government, not more government person, and so I'm just torn on the issue. I just go back and forth on it. So again, that's why we go through multiple readings. That's why we have public hearings. That's why we have discussion with the council, is so we can make good decisions.
Yeah, and those are good concerns to have, too, because the government can be a little heavy-handed and suppress some industry and ambition on amongst people who try to get into this business or are doing this business. But I think there's a couple points there, and one is that it's the first reading, so there'll be another couple opportunities for people to chime in on it and review it. And if you're out in the contracting world, I think it's a good idea to look these over. The other thing I'd say is that it has been scrubbed. You mentioned that, but there's been a committees and planning commissions where it looked at it, and it's really rewritten. It's adjusted to North Platte at the present time. But it sounds like you're concerned about what's going down the road, if it'll just be automatically updated in the future, and that's a big concern.
Yeah, after serving on the planning commission for a long time, I realized that we use the IBC codes as a standard for new construction, and so they redo those every year or two, and then you often will follow what the state's doing in terms of adopting them. And so you could absolutely create a pattern where you readopt this every couple years, and you could wake up one day and maybe have a lot thicker requirements than what anybody imagined at this point in time. And so, you just have to think forward on these type of things.
Yeah, it's a big thing. You got to think about the future with this, because this is huge. This is more than just right now sort of issues. This is long-term. This could very much impact the future of North Platte in more ways than one.
Yeah, I'm sensitive to both. The landlords I've talked to have concerns about it. I think they're right, and the group that's working on this and has scrubbed the code for their objective, I think they're right. And so I'm just trying to figure out how you iron all that out in the middle. But
sure.
But that's why we get to have the fun of having government and having elected officials and the processes that our citizens have adopted to make these types of decisions.
Look forward to an interesting discussion tonight. And the meeting's at 5:30, right?
Yep, meeting's at 5:30
tonight.
Yep, City Hall. And I think the Zoom option's still out there for people to watch the meetings
on Zoom.
It is, yep.
You can find out more about that on the city website, how to tune in and how to dial it up.
Yep. Anything else that's on the agenda for tonight that's got your attention, Councilman Lucas?
Well, there's a lot of things on the agenda, and many of them are exciting. We've got the police and fire have needed a new radio system for a while because that's obsolete. That's on the consent agenda, along with some additional protective equipment for our police officers. Anybody that knows how I feel about things thinks that we should, I feel that we should be on the front edge of protecting our law enforcement and making sure they can be effective in their jobs, especially in this crazy world that we generally live in right now. We've been fortunate to not have too many issues in North Platte to date, but I just want our law enforcement to be prepared and to have the equipment they need to be safe. It's kind of a no-brainer, but it's nice to see those things, because it just shows that continued commitment by our city to protect our citizens. The other things that jump at me, and I don't need to get into the specifics unless there's any of them you guys would like to talk about, but you've got River's Edge coming in with looking at adding a stay-and-play feature to their golf course. You've got, looks like, an audiologist who's looking at rezoning some land right there at Willow and Francis for some expansion of their business. Looks like we've got a road project with an extension of William just north of the hospital. Boy, there's one out off Highway 83 out south of town. And so, you know, as I was reading through all this over the last couple of days, I thought, what a great community we live in to have everything going on in this world and things being as tough as they are. And we're having landowners and developers say opportunity while things are a little shut down to go get a project done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just shows you that we've got people that have been fiscally careful with money, that are opportunistic, that are invested in North Platte long term. So just in general, I'm just excited to see so many progressive things. I'll tell you, I hadn't been into a metro area since the COVID stuff had started, and to be in Lincoln was rattling to me. The number of papered over storefronts. I mean, I went down to pick up a bagel at Brugger's Bagel for breakfast, and of course they have a masking requirement in Lincoln, and that's another whole big topic, but to see that papered over after it's been there 30 some years. Now I think they're just mothballing it until they can reopen, but it was about every third or fourth store. And yeah, so it really made me appreciate how resilient North Platte's been after walking through downtown Lincoln, because things are tough there. Things are really tough there.
Well,
it is.
Glad you're getting out and getting some perspective too as you're going through the council, heavy council decisions, and I'm feeling the same way. There's a lot of preliminary stuff in the air to develop North Platte, and it feels good. I think there's a bright future. It's going to be a while for all of it evolved and take full shape, but it's coming. And there's some projects that are existing that are still interesting too. And so, I'm a little tired of people that are always putting North Platte down, saying since some kind of death throes or whatever. It's a vibrant place, and it's a great place, and great people, great opportunities here.
Well, I think people just have to go back and think, what did North Platte look like 10 years ago? What did it look like 20 years ago? What's it look like today? The progression has been amazing. I have a number of people from across the state. They'll tell me, well, gosh, I hadn't been in North Platte for a while. I can't believe the changes that you guys have made. And you forget about the little things. You forget about all the development we've had by the interstate.
Yes.
You forget about the hospital project. Now we get used to it. You forget about it.
You drive by it every day, twice a day. You just adapt to it.
Yeah.
Westfield Shopping Center, the downtown area. I mean, we could go on for hours about this.
You could. The trees in our community. I don't think people realize how beautiful our trees are.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds a little silly, but it's a big deal.
I agree.
We're noted for it across the state, and
we take it for granted.
We take it for granted, but it helps make a beautiful community, and there's been a lot of people who put a lot of effort into that. And so, no, we're in a good place in North Platte, and I think we're proving to this world that we're a resilient town as well.
Absolutely. Now, Councilman Lucas, we do need to wrap up. Appreciate the time, as always. If there's any North Platte citizens out there that want to get a hold of you and have a conversation with you about city issues, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Give me a call on my home number. That's 534-5987, and I'm always happy to visit with you about your opinion or answer any questions on an issue.
Councilman Lucas, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you this evening at City Hall.
All right. Thanks. You guys have a great day.
You too.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.